Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We have a special guest this segment for you. In-house with us is Bridges Connor, owner of Get Organized with Bridges and Company. Good morning, Bridges. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, you know, I met Bridges several years back. I had joined a woman's networking group and met some wonderful ladies, and I didn't need Bridges' service at that time. But, you know, life goes on, and we found ourselves in a situation this summer needing to move my mom, who had been in the same house for 30-some years, across town. And my sisters and I thought we would take the project on and realize we're all working, and how on earth will we get this done? I thought, aha. I had stayed connected with Bridges because she sends out a wonderful newsletter every week. And I always, I don't read a lot of my newsletters, to be honest, but I do read that one. It's so helpful. It's little bite-sized tips. And I always found things that I could use. So anyway, gave Bridges a call, and she sent me two gals who took a job that would have taken me months, and in 2 days
at
time.
Best, at best, you and your sisters could have got it done in months.
Well, and you know, the thing too about
it's so hard.
Well, it's hard to begin with, and then you put in emotion with things that you have and you've had so long, and I should keep this because so and so gave it to me, and how important is this, and am I going to miss it? So to go back and forth with mom over those things was, you know, it's very laborious and takes time. So the gals are very gentle, but they're very methodical, you know, and they just walked us through it very gently and very efficiently. We didn't have to do anything other than make decisions. I mean, here's all the stuff. These three containers, this one goes, they took it to Goodwill. This one gets thrown away, they got that taken care of. This one gets moved, it got put in boxes. And then when we chose a new place for mom on the other side of town, two more days. Where do you want this to go? Let's go get this for you. Let's make sure that you have that. I'm not kidding you. It made the whole experience, a very hard experience, so much easier.
Bridges, you can't go through that with a client without almost becoming their friend. How did you get into this niche?
Oh, boy. You know, it's been 11 years, and I don't know. My brain works that way. You know, it's very methodical, very laid out. My mother was very organized, very methodical. And one day I was hiking Pinnacle Peak, New Year's Day, and a light bulb went off. And it's like, this is what I want to do. So jumped in both feet and never looked back. So very quickly became the president of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, the local chapter here in Arizona, and got plugged in on a national level, and it's just a great organization. So
we had a caller earlier in the show today who was a self-admitted hoarder.
Yep.
I mean, when you get a call, they could be a hoarder that has maybe decided to think about decluttering. They could be, like in our case, a couple that wanted to downsize. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really hard for me when it comes time for Jennifer and I to do that. I mean, I still to this day, Romy can testify, I still go, we have a trash can out in the garage. I still go out there and make sure Jennifer's aren't throwing things away.
Oh,
I want to keep.
Rosie.
I've actually dug out old LSU pajamas and said, these aren't going in the trash yet.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm sorry. You're in for it. I'm going to have to get involved.
an intervention.
Intervention, absolutely.
So when you get that first phone call, what are your questions, and how do you decide that this is a client I can work with? And what does that first meeting on site feel like and look like?
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to identify so-called hoarder on the phone. You know, there's questions that I go through. And what I like to do, you know, with hoarders, I have to, you know, can they sleep in their bed? Do they have pets? Because normally hoarders also hoard animals and hoard pets. Can they cook on their stovetop? Because a lot of hoarders cannot.
That's a counter space.
For
National Geographic from the 70s.
Exactly. you know, that's really not my niche. I mean, believe me, I've gone in and I've been able to help them. But, you know, they have to be in a place, they had to have had counseling, and they have to be able to make those decisions. Otherwise, it's a waste of their money and our time if we can't do what we do. So anyways, but I do provide a free consultation because I need to meet with the client. I'm the face of the business. I have about 20 organizers that work with me.
Wow.
And yeah, well, I've been doing this for a long time. And I can't do, I had to get out of the weeds and I can't do everything on myself. So anyways, I provide a free consultation because I need to meet with the client. I need to understand the scope of the job. We come up with an action plan. And, you know, I love to make a match made in heaven with my between my gals and you know the client so that it can be the most productive possible you know opportunity for the client.
If you sat me down in a chair and started parading, and we've been in our house 30 years.
Yep.
And when I was traveling heavily, I always brought home some gift for Jennifer to display in the house to remember. And if we went on a trip together, we always commemorated the trip with some display item. If you started parading all those things in front of me, we would get nowhere. I'd say keep, keep.
Well, maybe we need to send you out to do some errands, and I'll work with Jennifer. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, we do not make those decisions. It is completely up to the client. We're not there to say, oh, you have to get rid of that. But let's, you know, can we be creative? Can we do a display? Can we do an assortment? Can we, you know, pare this down? Can we put it in a shadow box? But it doesn't do any good to have everything put in a box out of sight, out of mind. So if there are things that are memorable, then let's display it somehow. So there you have it, Rosie.
That's the beginning.
I would say,
so the hoarder could be a really tough client because, because if they're going to make a step past that, it's probably taking some amount of outside counseling and encouragement and a change of heart. But the couples that are downsizing.
Right-sizing. Yes. Well, you know, especially the baby boomers, that really is right-sizing maybe for their that time in their life. They've been in their homes for 20 or 30 years, and they don't want the big pool. They don't want the expense of all the landscaping, all that kind of good stuff. And they need to right-size at that point in their life. And then also I work with a lot of seniors, just like your mother-in-law, you know, downsizing because of the age and going into assisted living or whatever the case may be. So, you know, my ideal client is really the one that understands what Get Organized with Bridges & Company brings to the table, is a good decision maker, and, you know, we always make the jobs a lot of fun because my gals love what they do every single day.
And I'm guessing they don't need to be on the verge of a housing transition or a lifestyle change if they just want tips on getting organized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've just picked up two consultations yesterday, and one is a physician that works out of his home, and he needs more efficient, he needs some purging, his office isn't efficient, probably help with some files, you know, that kind of good stuff. Another gal just needs help with her home office and her master closet. It just needs a little, you know, hit the reset button and get things working and flowing and purged and, you know, and we're out of there. So
how would someone get a hold of you?
Well, two ways. They can either call my cell, and that number is 480-297-7355, or you can go through my website, and I have a contact page, and my website address is www.getorganizedwithbridges.com, and that's all spelled out. No abbreviations on that.
Bridges Connor with Get Organized with Bridges and Company. So it is a team of people. I mean, you do so many things. At the point someone has decided what to dispose of, I mean, can we auction? I mean, some of this stuff has value to it, right? I mean, do we have to donate it? Is there some cash accumulation that can happen?
Absolutely. So, you know, every client, every situation is different. And I think probably what my specialty is or my niche is, what I've worked myself into is, you know, do they need an estate sale? Is there is the timing with their move conducive to an estate sale? Or can the furniture be consigned? I'm plugged into quite a few different consignment stores, you know, and I'll take pictures of that and email that to the consignment.
You'll navigate all that with the client.
I navigate all that, absolutely. I have, you know, movers in my back pocket. So, yeah, I mean, I just, I myself and the lead on the job is, you know, a little bit of a project manager to make sure, you know, everything gets taken care of, as well as leading a, you know, a team of organizers.
Jennifer's biggest challenge is going to be my library.
Oh.
My biggest challenge?
When you are trying to downsize.
Remember, it's right size.
Right size.
Absolutely.
And he's journaled in all of them in the back. You know, I was doing this on this date when I finished, you know, so they have some very special comments in them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I have a rare book collector that I work with, and I
want their name.
Okay. Book gallery. Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you that after the show. Absolutely.
Great. I was actually looking for a particular book. One very specific book that's been out of print about 90 years. But I wanted this one book. And I finally found it through a book finder out of Texas. Mm-hmm. And we got in a conversation about how much it was going to cost to get this book. I wanted it, send it. Yeah, okay. And we got talking about some of the books I had in my collection.
Mm.
I was genuinely surprised of the value some of the books I have are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Book Gallery, and it's down on Indian School, and I want to say about 35th Street. He's been doing this forever. He has a great store, too. So, yeah, I'll definitely hook you guys up.
Okay, because I do love my books. I love looking at them on the shelves, the leather-bound and the gold-gilded print.
It brings you joy.
It does. right next to the windows that look out to the backyard where I can see my dogs. And I mean, that's Rosie's happy place.
That's your happy place. And, you know, when you downsize that happy place, we might have to right size that happy place. But that's, you know, obviously that's important to you in your life. And, you know, we need to, you know, make sure that that exists when you downsize.
So at the point you're right sizing, you're assessing everything you currently have. And when you've been in one residence a long time, it takes a long while to go through everything. What are the questions you're asking?
Well, so we do a lot of space planning, too. If they know where they're going, you know, we can either go over there or if they have...
Oh, yeah, but that helps a lot.
Yeah, that helps a lot. So we can do the space, you know, space planning. You know, what pieces of furniture are most important? What, you know, what can they let go? Start taking pictures of the big things that, you know, we can get out of the estate, get out of the house, you know, prior to the move. And then it's a matter of going through room by room, working with the client. The client's always the decision maker, and you know, we're just kind of the hands in the process. We will work with them on decisions. We will work with them on boundaries for their decisions to maybe help them make those decisions. But it's a room by room, process by process. You know, the lead generally is the one that's going to work with that particular client. If there's multiple gals on the team, then they're actually going to work ahead of them and put like with like. So let's say they're in the kitchen and they have 20 black coffee cups. Okay. If we pull all the black coffee cups together, they're going to say, oh my gosh, I did not know I had 20 black coffee cups, you know, and we'll say, okay, so why don't you pare it down to your favorite three? Oh, okay. Well, I can do that. But you can't make those decisions if you don't know what you own. So, you know, it's kind of a team effort in a situation like that.
All right. I'm suspicious should we ever retain you at our house. The right size decision may mean, Rosie, you and Jennifer need a bigger house.